Saunders Hudson held a fourth agent hostage for 7 hours to gain a meeting with Tennessee Governor Winfield Dunn. After an hour with Dunn, Hudson was jailed. The UN Environmental Conference will finally get a draft declaration on the human environment Friday. 7 days of tough bargaining ended early Friday in Stockholm with agreement on all but two principles of the controversial document. South Vietnamese officials say that their militia killed 46 out of 100 communists that attacked a town in the central coast. The Saigon Command reports 17 of the defenders were also killed. In the air war for the ninth straight day, B-52s struck at suspected communist supply depots just north of the demilitarized zone. Fighter bombers flew missions farther north. WBZ News Time, 2 minutes after 2.
If you've never owned an air conditioner, perhaps you've been spared some of these wonderful experiences.
Good morning, Andriello Associates.
Quick, an emergency. Give me my husband.
Hello, Ethel, what is it?
Herbert, come home quick, an emergency.
Tell me I can stand it.
The air conditioner, it's moaning, it's in pain.
That's the big emergency, don't panic, just call someone.
But suppose he can't fix it here and he wants to take it out. Don't you remember who's coming tonight? Your mother. You know how she is when she's cool. Imagine how she'll be if she's hot.
Ethel, whatever you do, do something.
Westinghouse makes such a fantastic air conditioner, we can make a fantastic promise. If you buy a new Westinghouse room air conditioner between May and September, and it breaks down any time this year, we'll loan you one within 24 hours if we can't fix yours right there.
Ethel, please do something.
We'll never let you lose your cool. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
NASA Director James Fletcher says Soviet cosmonauts will arrive in Houston within a year to begin training for the joint Soviet-American space flight in 1975. Fletcher says American astronauts already are studying Russian in preparation for the program. More than 50 persons are hurt and 3 dead of heart attacks in the city of Ancona, Italy. A series of 46 earth tremors in 2 days has left many Ancona buildings uninhabitable and residents living in tents, cars, and buses. The sheriff of the South Dakota county, devastated last weekend by floodwaters, says officials will have to face the fact that some missing persons will never be found. But new information has reduced the list of missing persons from 2,000 to 667. The death list, however, continues to grow. It's now at 200. The weather for Boston and vicinity for the rest of tonight, a chance of showers and thunder showers. Theta, please don't worry. Low temperatures in the 60s. Friday showers ending during the morning, followed by gradual clearing in the afternoon with high temperatures near 80. Friday night, fair and cooler. Low temperatures in the middle or upper 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny with high temperatures 75 to 80. Right now in Boston, it's 70 degrees. Hi, sports fans, and the BZ scoreboard. In the American League, Kansas City 13, Boston 9. New York 8, Chicago White Sox 1. In the National League, Chicago Cubs 10, San Diego 1. Pittsburgh took a doubleheader from San Francisco. First game 4-1, second 9-7. That's it, sports fans. The top story of the hour. Three Tennessee revenue agents were forced Thursday at gunpoint to march out of a dry cleaning store stark naked. Muck is working in that call. We'll see if we can get some action on that call. That's the 2 o'clock WBZ report. I'm Streeter Glick, WBZ News. We now present a WBZ editorial by our general manager, Cy Yanoff.
In a little over 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating Independence Day, and that ringing declaration of national commitment to the ideal that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By the time that holiday comes, the Massachusetts legislature should join some 18 other states in approving a constitutional amendment that will make it plain those inalienable American rights apply to women as well as men. All kinds of peripheral arguments and objections keep being raised to the Equal Rights Amendment. And granted, there will be a lot of follow-up work involved in changing old laws, attitudes, and policies. But the basic case for the amendment, for an end to discrimination against people because of sex, is solid as a rock. Surprisingly, though, 5 state legislatures have voted against the amendment. And that list includes 2 New England states, Connecticut and Vermont. So the future of the amendment here is still very much up in the air. The Massachusetts legislature stalled the matter a month ago by referring it to its research council for study. But no great new insights are going to appear in this old and very basic problem. And in the final weeks of the session, our lawmakers will have to face the issue straight on. We urge prompt and overwhelming passage. As Senator Birch Bayh of Indiana said, in pressing for the amendment in Congress, the goal is not to create individual human beings who are identical, but to create identical human rights. We think it's a shame America has waited so long to do that. There's no excuse for Massachusetts to contribute to any further delay.
That's WBZ's editorial position. We'll also bring you responsible opposing views. Once again, back to the Larry Glick Show, and here's Sam Davis.
Sweet chocolate, chocolate malted candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can make a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak
it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Minutes after 2, and at 2:30 we have a new album that we just got in for our break, and it's Everything You Always Wanted to Know About the Godfather. I listened a little bit, just a little bit, and it's very, very funny. We'll hear it together for the first time. Right now we're going to switch down to Charleston. And there's an engineer there at the radio station, Steve Smith. And he's going to play a song written by Mike McCluster. You might say, who's Mike McCluster? Well, Mike McCluster is the fellow who wrote the song. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to talk to him at 3 o'clock. Hugh McPherson gave us this lead. Let's switch down to Charleston and see if we get a hold of Steve Smith. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Molto bene. What station are you at?
WTIP and WTIOFM.
Okay. And what's your job there, Steve?
Well, actually, Larry, you know, when you work in a rather small station, you do everything. I do everything from engineering to news.
What about Hugh McPherson?
Well, of course, I don't think I have to say much about Hugh's reputation. He's quite well known all over the country.
Right.
He's collaborated with Long John Neville and NBC on several programs, and really is quite well known.
I spoke to him last night for the first time, and he impressed me. He impressed me. I liked Hugh McPherson. Now, what about this song that you have? Do you know anything about it?
Well, Larry, I can't tell you too much about it, except that Hugh did have Mr. McCluster on the program about a week ago.
Right, go ahead.
And, of course, your listeners there in Boston are familiar with the Buffalo Creek disaster, which did kill 118 people. And Mr. McCluster wrote the song about that disaster.
Tell us about that disaster. What do you know about it?
Well, Larry, actually, I was the chief newsman on duty here at this station when it happened, but things happened so fast.
Tell us what you know of it, when it happened exactly, and what happened.
Well, the dam broke, as I understand it, rather early that morning. There was conflicting reports concerning facts about whether the people had any warning and things of this nature. But actually, Logan County, where this disaster happened, is a county made up largely of coal camps. And these slag pile dams, I guess, are quite common in that area. And the people live day by day with the knowledge that one of these dams could give way.
Where exactly is Buffalo Creek?
I'm not that well up on my geography, Larry. I can't give you that information just exactly.
When did this happen? What was the date?
February 26th.
And how many people were lost?
118.
All right. And what do you know about this Mike McCluster?
Well, Larry, to be absolutely honest with you, I know nothing about Mr. McCluster.
That's what I like, an honest answer. Steve, you have this record, right?
Yes, I have it set up here and ready to go.
All right. What about the level? Do you think it'll be good?
Well, I tested it as best I could on our local line here. I didn't have any connection with your station to test it with.
Why don't you do this so we'll be sure that we get it? John, can you record this too, John? How long will it run, Steve?
I believe it runs about 2.5 or 3 minutes.
All right. Play about 10 seconds to see if we get a good level, and then come back on, okay?
Okay, fine. Ready now?
Ready now.
Okay. How's that?
That's fine. Okay, cue it up, and then here's what I'll do. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. When I hit 1, you roll yours, we'll roll it here.
Okay, now give me just a second here to cue it.
All right, cue it up, Steve. He's rolling back the tape. He's queuing it up. Ready to stand by.
Okay, we're ready.
Stand by in Charleston. Stand by in Boston. 3, 2, 1.
Tell us that. but publicity is just so bad.
Steve?
Yes, Larry.
Well, that was good quality. You really matched it up good. You did a good job matching it up.
Well, thank you.
All right, Steve. Listen, give my best to Hugh McPherson.
Okay, may I give you a message to relay to Mr. McCloster when he comes on at 3?
The answer is yes.
Okay, fine. As I said, Hugh had this song on and Mr. McCloster about a week ago.
Right.
And we asked for response to this record, and it was tremendous.
Okay. You did just tell McCloster that the response was great.
Right.
You leave it to me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks very, very much. I appreciate it.
All right, sir, and thank you.
You don't have to call me, sir. I was just a staff sergeant. So long, Steve.
So long.
Bye. It's 19 minutes after 2 o'clock. Let's take a call, see what we have here. 254-5678. Hello, WBZ, you're on the air.
Comment ça va, Larry?
Hey, très bien, et vous?
Not bad. Dante down the...
Dante, place. Dante. La, 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 la.
What I was calling you up for, Larry, was...
What is it, Dante?
That, business agent there, Mr. Marino.
Oh, yeah. What's the chance of him becoming mayor of Lynn?
Well, he topped the ticket in the primaries Tuesday.
Right.
And he was at a plurality of over 2,000 votes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, a couple of the other candidates endorsed the acting mayor at the present time, but we're confident and we think that we'll overtake him. And he's going to be on TV July 5th on Channel 2 at 7:30. They're going to have a live debate.
Mr. Marino?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, great.
And Frankie wants to say hello.
Okay.
Can you hang on about 30 seconds?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll put on a little something. We'll wait right here for him, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, girls.
Hi!
How'd you like to feel better?
Yes!
And look better?
Yeah.
The BZ Shape-Up pamphlet, created exclusively for WBZ, will tell you how, through proper nutrition, exercise, and dieting.
How can we get it?
It's available through junior and senior high schools in most of Massachusetts, a service of the Mass Teachers Association. Somewhere, things run smoothly, but not here in Boston. Boston is the kind of town that needs watching. Now, dawn's first gray light begins to wash away the chill black of night, when suddenly, the air is shattered with a sound. And as the city comes alive, the vigil begins.
Good morning. Right now, we have quite a tie up here on the Southeast Expressway. You can have an
Joe Green and the BZ Copter with a lowdown on Boston traffic. Another service of the BZ Morning Team.
However, halfway through is Joe Green from the BZ Copter.
All right, hello, Frankie? Hey. Hello, Frankie?
Hello,
Frankie. Larry. Hey. Hey, jak się majesz?
No, wszystko porządku.
Good. What's happening, Frankie?
Oh, that much, Larry.
No, are you going to get into politics, Frankie?
Politics up here.
Yeah, I mean, you think you'll ever run for office, Frankie?
Yeah, I'll be running for industrial cleaner.
Industrial cleaner of 1972.
Huh?
The best cleaner with the best looking legs. At 150 pounds, it's Frankie.
yeah?
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah?
You got any good Polish jokes?
Good Polish joke?
Yeah.
But good, I tell you.
Yeah.
I can't say it over the air.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a family-type program, right, Frankie?
Right, you know, it's a clean program.
Hey, have you got the, talking about clean, you got the Franco-American place cleaned up? Is it all set? Spick and span?
Oh, yeah, pretty well.
What do you think Marino's chance of becoming mayor over there?
Well, I hope he gets in there, Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy's got a good chance.
Right.
He had the place here for 2 days. After the mess there, I'm still cleaning. I'm still going strong.
Well, okay. Anything I can do for you, Frankie?
Huh?
Anything I can do for you?
What do you want to do for me?
Anything. You name it. What do you need? Do you need a favor, Frankie? You need a favor?
What? What kind of favor?
Any kind of favor. Whatever you need,
any
Frankie.
Any kind of favor I need?
Yeah, what do you need? You need anything? Do you need anything, Frankie?
Huh?
Do you need anything?
Yeah, I need a...
What? What?
I'll tell you what.
What?
All right.
What?
J.B.
You son of a gun. You son of a gun.
What?
Yeah, you'll get it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Frankie, get back and clean that joint up and, hey, watch Dante, will you?
Yeah.
If he hangs around the back of the bar, watch him. Watch him. I mean it, Frankie. Okay, pal.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Kimisabi.
Hey, Kimisabi. Hey, don't be saying with that Kimisabi. So long, Frankie.
Hey, we'll see ya.
So long.
Okay, bye.
254-5678, you're on WBZ. Dante, when Dante hangs around
hello,
the
Larry?
Bar, you gotta watch him. Yes, hello.
Oh, Larry?
Yes, hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'd like to know if you can
anything
help to publicize
yes.
a radiothon.
A what fund?
Radiothon. You know, like a telethon.
A radiothon.
30 hours.
Well, what's the project?
It's from the city of, that remembers Worcester to the Rapid City Relief Fund.
Oh yeah. All right.
It's going to start tomorrow, this noon time.
The only thing that the station is a little dubious about is promoting another commercial radio station.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd like to do that. If it were an educational station, it'd be different, but we don't like to promote another commercial radio station. Do you understand?
Well, see, all the stations are in on it.
Oh, all the stations in Worcester?
Yes. But one station has the phones, etc., hooked up.
Yeah.
But the other stations are also with them.
Here's what I'd like you to do in that particular case, madam. I think that if you'd like to get BZ behind you, the thing to do is, how long is it going to run?
It's going to run for 30 hours.
30 hours. Why don't you do this? Call tomorrow morning and ask for the programming department.
Yeah.
And ask if they'll go along with it. And if they'll go along with it, they'll put it on all day and you'll get some really great response.
Yeah, because Worcester was the victim of the tornado 19 years to the day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good public relations idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who thought of it?
Pardon?
Who thought of the idea? It's a good idea.
Well, one of the open line, which is on the radio program, you know, and the people, it's a talk program like you've got.
Right.
And the people responded, I mean...
What's his name?
They wanted to help hundreds of people.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Ron Parsley.
I know Ron Parsley.
Do you?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, Ron...
he does a good job.
Pardon?
He does a fine job.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
I know Ron Parsley.
He has hundreds of people. We have great big trailer trucks that are going to take clothing, you know, and food to South Dakota.
Very
and
good.
And we have drivers that are going to go on your off hours.
Well, that's wonderful. Do that. Call programming tomorrow and ask them. If they say yes, they'll leave a little message here for me.
Yeah.
And they can put spots on the air, okay?
That would be good, because it's going to run 30 hours.
Okay, that's fine. So tomorrow would be a good day to hit it.
Yeah, because, see, I was married. My late husband was a member of the tornado, you know, was in the tornado, and his first wife was killed in it.
Oh.
And so I'm doing my part to try to help, because we were helped.
Very good. Okay, check, and they'll let us know tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 254-5678, 27 after 2. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Larry. This is the Army Nurse.
How have you been?
I've been fine. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
I know. I thought maybe you didn't like me anymore.
Oh, no. Like you very much. Listen, I'm wondering if you saw the article in the Globe about your friend Fred Baca.
Yes, I did.
Oh, right.
I wonder why we don't hear from Fred anymore.
Yeah, he hasn't called for a long time.
I know.
Yes, I saw it and I said, gee, I didn't think he was such a big boy.
You want to hear something?
Yes.
When I saw the picture, I said, I didn't think he was such a big kid. I thought he was going to be such a big kid either. He's a big kid. I thought he was a tall, slender kid for some reason.
Yes, I could tell from his voice.
Right.
Very deceiving.
I know that.
And I said, gee, I wonder if Larry knows that he's there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was quite a nice article.
Oh, Fred Baca.
Spacecraft.
Right.
A couple of times, and the third time he crashed it.
Right.
But he'll have to lose some weight to go up and be an astronaut.
How tall did he look and how much did he weigh?
It said he weighed 220 pounds.
220 pounds.
And he looks like he's about 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit heavy.
Yeah, that's right, about 30
nice
pounds.
Nice looking boy.
Huh? Nice looking boy.
And we haven't heard from Brian for a long time.
I know that.
I wonder what happened to him.
I wonder if his father had him committed.
Oh, no. You think so?
I don't know.
I don't think he was that bad.
No, I don't either, but I think there was a great conflict between them. Brian
didn't like his father too well.
No. And I could tell his father didn't like him either.
Yeah.
That's a
shame.
I know it.
He's a smart boy.
He was very intelligent, right.
Intelligent boy. He had problems, but at least they were being taken care of.
Right. Brian, where are you, Brian? I wonder where that poor kid is. Everyone, isn't that funny? He had a personality. Everyone wanted to take a whack at him. Even Dale Carnegie would like to take a whack at him.
Oh, no, I liked him.
I did, too. We're the only two that liked him.
Yeah, I liked him.
Muck hated him. John hated him. I liked him, and you liked him.
That's a shame.
He was banned from all other radio stations, all other talk shows.
Yeah, who was it that disliked
him very much? Eddie Adelman of Sports Huddle.
Oh, that's right, yes.
He said he'd like to crush him if he could find him.
No wonder the poor boy had problems.
I know it.
Yeah, well, that's all I had to say, really, and then I'm still listening.
Okay, dear.
I have something for Charlie DiGiovanni.
He just left a while.
I have to get it ready, though. It's not quite ready.
What is it?
I think he's going to enjoy it.
Something for Charlie.
Yeah, when it's ready, I'll get it to him. Oh, incidentally, my orderly is very interested in Dolly Gibson.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, how can I get in touch with her? And I said, gee, I really don't know.
I know how she can get in touch with her. She works down at the Motel 138 every night.
Great.
She plays the organ and sings down there.
Oh, that's good, because he likes her very much.
That's in, what town is that? You go out Milton, Canton, you continue on 138 to,
She works in a club, right?
Yeah, it's the Motel 138.
Oh, well, we'll find it.
Yeah, it's right on 138 beyond Canton.
And she works there every night?
But Sunday, I think.
138 Motel.
138, you go out, you know, it's out Milton, Canton, you keep on going, and then I forget.
Oh, that's good, because he enjoys her very much.
Yeah, he can hear her play out there every night.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
Very good. Well, listen, enjoy your show.
Okay.
And take it easy. I hope nothing happened like it happened last night.
Oh, you don't know what happened, though, do you?
Yes, I do.
How'd you find out?
Well, it was on the news this morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh, it was on the news.
Gary LaPierre said that someone had called in.
Yeah.
Said that there was a bomb there.
Right.
And they caught the person that called.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's a funny feeling, being in the station when something like that happens.
Right. Well, we've found bombs on the grounds of the hospital here.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's quite scary.
I'm glad they nailed that guy. The operator was really on the ball.
Oh, right, yeah. Because it's kind of hard. Usually these people don't call from home.
Yeah.
You know. But it's frightening. I was coming in one night in the parking lot. I saw something sparking. And I just ran in quick and got the security guard. And he went out. And it was a little bomb. He called the police. And it had gone off, but it didn't, something wasn't wired right. So that's why I saw the sparks, otherwise, you know, I would have probably blown up with
it. I wonder what that guy will get. I wonder how they...
Well, they'll probably do a psychiatric test examination on him first.
Yeah, let him play with firecrackers by himself.
Isn't that terrible, though, huh?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. Well, okay. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, what we're going to do now...
Oh,
that's
the payphone.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break now.
All right.
We have a new album. It's
I
called,
wish you'd play Lily Tomlin sometime.
I will. I'll play it again. But this is a brand new. It just came in. It says everything you always wanted to know about The Godfather.
Oh, very good.
It's a brand new one. I think you'll like it.
Okay, very good.
So long. We'll
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. We're going to have our coffee and cookies. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. See, I think you'll get a kick out of this.
In deference to those who might be sensitive to the subject matter of this comedy album, the producers have agreed to delete the words Mario Puzo from the script.
Godfather, I believe in America. I believe in justice. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe in love at first sight and the Easter Bunny. I believe.
Guido.
Yes, Godfather.
I believe I'm gonna be sick. Come to the point.
Godfather, today is your daughter's wedding day.
Oh.
And I know you judge how much your friends respect you by the size of the gift.
Oh.
And so I am presenting her with the World Trade Center.
That is a very thoughtful gift. Now what can I do for you?
Godfather, I come to ask a favor.
But you already owe me a favor.
Godfather must be mistaken. I do not owe him a favor.
Yeah, for that little favor I did for you last year.
Did not my youngest son cancel that favor with his recent favor?
That was a special favor, a kind of favor.
Godfather, isn't a favor a favor?
Sometimes a favor is a favor, but sometimes a favor is just one of those things. One of those bells that now and then rings. A trip to your moon.
Godfather. The time at the picnic when I brought you the hero sandwich and wine. Was that a favor?
No. They were just a few of my favorite things.
Then it would seem that you owe my son a favor.
Yeah. His favorite favor was done in return for a future favor to be named later.
Godfather, since my son owed me a favor, and I owe you a favor, might not you grant me his future favor in exchange for my family a favor?
Perhaps. Then how would we stand?
One to nothing, my favor.
Much depends on the favor you seek today.
Godfather, I have come to request a personal favor.
I have limits on my personal favors, Guido. Six personals, you're out.
Only six, Godfather. Over on the west side, the Godfather, the powerful Johnson family, he give a 28 favor.
Guido, those are flavors, not favors.
But then I owe him a fudge ripple.
Now let me get this straight. You owe them a flavor, you owe me a favor. Yet, you come here to request yet another favor while you still savor the flavor favor of this other family's favors. Expecting me to waver the favor you owe or perhaps replace it with the little shaver's flavor favor and thus
your
the favor...
Father, do me a favor, forget I even come here today.
It is done. But that's too you owe me.
Godfather, seeing as this is your daughter's wedding, I'd like to ask you an important favor.
Oh, I'm listening, dear.
You know, I've done pretty good for you. The squeal, I took care of him. The evidence you wanted destroyed, I did it for you, even though it was very risky.
What is it you want?
Can you arrange to have them promote me to detective?
All right, I'll take care of it, Tommy. Frank, show Tommy out.
Gee, thanks, Godfather. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You know, Frank, when I see guys like Tommy, I begin to lose respect for the law.
Dutch, Godfather will see you next.
Oh, boy, I'm so nervous. Tell me what to do again. I don't want to mess it up, you know?
All right. When your name is called, you enter the room.
Yeah.
Kiss Godfather's ring. Bend from the waist. Then say, Godfather, I am your servant. All right. Now you kiss his right cheek.
Yeah.
Kiss his left cheek.
Yeah.
Embrace him.
Yeah.
Whisper your favor in his ear.
Right.
Bend from the waist again.
Right.
Then say, open your generosity to me so my fear may fly away.
Right.
Then step to the rear. Now you got it?
I think so. I enter the room,
yeah.
And I kiss the Godfather's ring, bend his servant at the waist, then I whisper in his right cheek, I see your fly is open. Then I bend his left cheek and kiss his rear generously. I forgot what comes next.
Probably a bullet in the head.
All right, please sit down, Mr. Godfather.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll be ordering your tax return.
Uh-huh.
There's just a few questions.
Uh-huh.
First, in the box labeled occupation, I'm afraid we cannot accept a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Sir, you reported a gross income of $460,000, and we'll have to have a more specific occupation.
I'm a pretzel salesman.
You sold $460,000 worth of pretzels in 1 year?
I've got a good location.
Oh. Now, I see here under deductions that your pretzel cart cost $11,000. Sir, you can buy a brand new air-conditioned Eldorado Cadillac for that kind of money.
Yeah, I know. That's what my pretzel car is. An air-conditioned Eldorado with an umbrella on it.
But you also list as outside help $400 a week each for 6 laborers.
Do you know how many men it takes to push an Eldorado pretzel car?
Mr. Godfather, if it's an Eldorado, why don't you drive it?
Because then it wouldn't be a push cart. You got something against tradition?
All right, let's go to medical deductions.
$50,000.
What in the world happened to you to cost $50,000?
Nothing. That's what cost $50,000. You know, my cousin last year didn't take out any medical insurance. It ended up costing him $600.
Well, that's not so bad.
For a casket.
I'm sorry, I'm very sorry. Now, here on the charities, you list $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies.
Could I ask you what's so funny?
Excuse me, but I have to laugh. $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies. I mean, come on. Why, for that price, you could have gotten 3 trailer trucks full.
How did you know?
Where did you get 3 trailer trucks full of Girl Scout cookies?
All Fruit 9, about 4 in the morning, near the bridge, near the turnoff.
Mr. Godfather, I hope you can show me a receipt for those 3 trucks full of cookies.
What receipt? I could show you the 3 trucks.
Mr. Godfather, I'm going to have to ask to examine your personal checks and records, I'm afraid.
It's good that you're afraid.
Please ring me next week, and...
Yeah, wait a minute. I've got a question. Why do you always pick on us little guys? I pay my tax.
Sir, for a man with an income of $460,000, your tax should be more than $5.95. After all, I make $150 a week here, and my taxes come to about $2,000.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you come work for me? I'll pay you $400.
I don't feel like pushing an Eldorado down Spring Street.
Okay, so you push it down Thompson Street. I'm easy to work for. Come on, I'll pay you $600 a week.
$600? What would I have to do for that kind of money?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Ellsworth, stop the tape. This is it.
Good. 3 weeks on this tap ought to give us something.
Frank? Pete? Yeah.
It's Pete and Frank.
It's set for Thursday night.
It's set for Thursday night.
Can you handle it?
Sure.
You want help?
Frank works better alone.
I work better alone.
I told you.
Must be something big.
Godfather wants you to get Tagliarini, yeah? Gugutz. Pancetta.
Pancetta?
And Fungi.
Wow, it's gonna be a bloodbath.
Fungi? Fungi too?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Hey, if the galloping gourmet says Fungi, then the godfather uses Fungi.
Hey, honey!
What is it, dear?
I got a hit to make. Where'd you put all my stuff?
In the top drawer of the front dresser.
Right. Front dresser, top drawer.
Ring around the holster, ring around the holster.
Hey, Dutch, you sure is the restaurant we're going to make the hit?
Positive. Godfather said Louis' restaurant in the Bronx.
Okay, this is Louis' restaurant. But next door is original Louis. And next to that is new Louis. And next to that is the new original Louis. Let's not shoot up the wrong place again, okay?
Don't worry. I got it written down on this piece of paper here. Look. Well, I was close. Restaurant we want is Sun Yuck.
That's your laundry ticket, stupid.
Sorry, I don't mean it.
All right, let's go in. And don't forget, after we sit, you go to the bathroom and get the guns we stashed behind the Dinkle box.
Got it.
Buonasera, senor.
Good evening, Wong.
Hey, Wong. Hey, Wong. Hey, Juan, we meet two gentlemen here.
Oh, good. Will that be for eating or for shooting?
A little bit of both, Wong.
Oh, good. Right this way.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, sit down.
Thanks. I'm Pete the Peach. This with me is Dutch Bagels.
I'm Joe Coconuts, and this is Peanuts Envy.
Hey, where's the waitress? These introductions make me hungry.
Hello, boys. Here your menus. Are you expecting any more to join your party?
No. If anything, there'll be less.
Hey, Dutch, shut up.
You like this place, Petey. It's got true authentic Italian cooking. What do you have?
Give me the veal scallopini.
Okay. You want that with the coleslaw or the apple sauce?
I'll take both.
I'll have the cacciatore.
All right.
For me, it's the wiener schnitzel on la number one.
Wiener schnitzel.
Give me a pizza with two scoops ice cream.
Mm-hmm.